This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
American basketball star Brittany Griner testified at her drug trial in Russia this morning that she made a grueling 13-hour flight from Arizona to Moscow while recovering from COVID. She testified earlier that she had no criminal intent when cannabis oil inadvertently wound up in her luggage, she said. She was arrested in February at a Moscow airport. Watch for mortgage rates and car loans to get pricier.
The Fed is expected to announce an increase of up to 0.75 percentage point in its benchmark interest rate, triple its usual margin following the wrap-up of its two-day meeting today. That would put the Fed's benchmark rate in a range of 2.25 to 2.5%, the highest since 2018 before the coronavirus pandemic. Investors worry such aggressive action by the Fed and other central banks in Europe and Asia to control inflation that is at multi-decade highs might derail global economic growth. Julie Walker, New York.
It's a comfortable 64 degrees in Bend, Oregon this morning, but the day after tomorrow, it's going to be 104. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat in the Northwest. The Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
By late in the weekend, early next week, it looks like temperatures will cool back off closer to normal. So until Saturday or so, folks in the Pacific Northwest should see a continued record high temperatures.
Pope Francis is visiting Quebec today, but many French Canadians are moving away from religion these days. Fewer than 10% attend Mass regularly. Russia's Gazprom has cut the amount of natural gas flowing through a major pipeline from Russia to Europe to 20% of capacity. Russia blames technical problems, but Germany calls it a political move. This is AP News. The stark divide within the GOP is on display. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Former President Donald Trump and his former Vice President Mike Pence were both in Washington Tuesday in separate and starkly different appearances. Trump was back in the nation's capital for the first time since Inauguration Day 2021. While critical of the Biden administration, Trump also resurrected the 2020 election.
I would say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes.
At a separate event, Pence said it's time to move on.
I believe conservatives must focus on the future to win back America.
Polls show Trump remains by far the top choice among Republican primary voters, with Pence far behind. And Trump teased he may run again.
We may just have to do it again. We have to straighten out our country.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.